what happens in Latin America when the U.S. tightens its borders. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chelsea Good-Abbas, instructor of anthropology at Widener University, examines this question.
The last few years, the world has experienced mass migration crises on a scale not witnessed since World War II. Each crisis demonstrates how ill-prepared the United States and many countries in Europe are in dealing with displaced peoples and humanitarian emergencies. In the Western Hemisphere, there are exceptions that can serve as models for immigrant advocacy and inclusion. Look no further than Costa Rica. 9% of Costa Rica's population is migrants, making it the highest percentage in all of Latin America. Traditionally, Costa Rica's migrants came from the bordering nation of Nicaragua, either to work during the seasonal coffee harvest or to flee violence during the 1980s revolution. The Central American nation, however, is now seeing a sharp increase in the number of unconventional migrants as a direct result of regional violence and the United States tightening its borders. For example, Costa Rica embraced an increase in the number of Cubans after Nicaragua closed its borders. Nicaragua would not let Cubans pass through as they attempted to journey to the United States in hopes of gaining residency under the wet foot, dry foot policy. The nation then saw another increase in migrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, who headed south to flee gang violence and some of the highest murder rates in the world. This is also increasingly the case for Venezuelans, who are fleeing substandard living conditions, increasing violence, and a troubling financial crisis. The actions and immigration policies of the United States can have catastrophic effects on allies in the region, many of whom often have fewer resources to respond. Closing the door to those seeking refuge doesn't eliminate the problem or end human suffering. Instead, nations like Costa Rica, with a track record of confronting and solving humanitarian crises, can teach the United States and Europe lessons about sharing responsibility and the global impact of migration.
That was Chelsea Good-Abbas of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.